The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
What does it feel like to know the end is near? Irish-Norwegian dance artist Leva Donoghue and documentary maker José Miguel Jiménez have come together to chart the fallout of the end of the world, seen through the eyes of two subjects. The show is entitled After. It premieres at the Dublin Fringe Festival on September 8th. And Leva joins us now. Welcome to the show, Leva.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Orla.
No tall order. What does it feel like to know the end is near and charting the fallout of the end of the world? My goodness, my goodness. You set yourself a challenge. Where did the idea come from? Tell us.
Well, so I've been working on the show for about 18 months now. And I guess it all kind of came from sort of politically and environmentally, the world is really at fever pitch right now, or so it seems. You know, there's sort of mild panic setting in, actually probably major panic at this point, that's something that I noticed was being felt kind of collectively around me, you know, a feeling in our guts that was like, whoa, something's kind of out of control here, you know.
Were feeling it, was it because I know you've done so many different residencies in different countries, was it in Ireland that you were getting that sense?
It all kind of started off, you know, Donald Trump had just been elected president, and you know, Brexit was sort of in full swing, and you know, so it was really kind of going, oh, you know, like the goalposts are moving, or the game is changing, and you know, the referees have gone on, you know, a boozy lunch with the Russians, you know, so it was kind of like, what's going on, lads? I guess it all kind of came from a feeling and I guess a sort of a powerlessness that we were kind of floating between this denial and fear and basically just sort of hoping for the best. So for me, I guess my way of dealing with things is to make a show. So, you know, I should probably just go into therapy, but instead I play my emotions out on stage in front of an audience. But maybe I'm a pessimist, but it does feel like this is it somehow, like we've passed a point of no return and the world as we know it will cease to exist on some level.
And after putting all of this together, you've yet to bring it to the stage. Are you feeling any bit more optimistic or even more pessimistic at this point?
Oh, well, this is it. I mean, over the last 18 months, you know, things seem to be even worse off than where we were before. But I suppose in terms of like what the show really tries to look at is, what would it be like? What would it feel like? How would it be to be sort of really confronted with the end of the world? And so myself and José got together and sort of started making this documentary. Well, it's a mockumentary, really, with actor Clara Simpson and dancer Kip Johnson as subjects, as you said. And so we kind of watch and witness a descent towards the end of the world through them. And so, you know, it's kind of, it's kind of seeing how we'd cope. And actually, you know, on many levels, you know, we reckon there'd be sort of funny bits, you know, there'd be lightness as well. It'd be like, ah, lads, you know, like, is this it?
I was going to say it's pretty it's a pretty weighty subject to deal with, but there is humor in there, is there?
Well I suppose maybe necessarily we've had to find, you know, so as not to completely
depress ourselves.
So but you know, I think we do kind of chart their sort of demise, I guess, and we've kind of come up with these sort of stages that they go through, you know, from sort of shock and fear to sort of denial and sort of acceptance, you know.
I was going to say, I understand, and I don't know to what extent this played into it, but you have spent, I mentioned your residencies, which have been in Paris, Vienna, Venice, Cyprus, Hammerfest in Norway, Austria, and that you had spent some time in remote locations, including in the Arctic and Norway. Tell us a little bit about that. What kind of landscape was it, and where were you exactly?
So we were lucky enough to be invited to the Arctic Cultural Centre for 3 weeks, which is in on a small island in a place called Hammerfest, which is about 600 kilometres inside the Arctic Circle. So myself and José flew to, we flew over the Arctic Circle and then took a 3-day boat to get to this place.
Wow.
And it was kind of extraordinary because it really did feel like we went to the end of the world, you know. And so we brought the performers up with us, and they we kind of just set about sort of being there and experiencing it and being in this very bleak and remote and kind of icy and barren landscape.
And what time of the what time of the year was it?
So it was November. So we had it was 24-hour darkness, which obviously came with all sorts of you know, side effects, we'll say. But it was kind of extraordinary, and it really sort of threw us into the deep end. So that was our first time kind of coming together as a team.
And on the island, obviously, this residents living there. How do they, you know, do many people live there? How do they cope with it?
Yeah, there's a town there. They kind of had during the Second World War, they were decimated to nothing. So the whole of the north of Norway, that whole part of the Arctic, is completely burnt to nothing. So in many ways, they felt that they had already experienced an end. So it was a very interesting place to be in that regard, in terms of how they had sort of rebuilt. And this whole idea of the after kind of started to develop. And so, yeah, it was a kind of, you know, it's fairly bleak and hostile, but also kind of extraordinary. You know, you really get a sense of being a sort of a small human being on a planet, you know, because you get a sense of you know, the weather and sort of the nature around us, and, you know, these extraordinary kind of Arctic storms coming in and that sort of thing. So, you know, it really threw us into it. And yeah, like I said, sort of really, you know, it was a way of cultivating the tone that we set sort of through the rest of the work, because you know, that was where we sort of also had to find the lightness, like the necessary lightness to kind of, you know,
survive and lift the spirits. And if it took 3 days, I take it, for those who live in this island, does it take 3 days for them to reach the mainland or another island then as well?
There is an airport, but it's a bit hit and miss, you know, because of the weather. Systems like that. But and I suppose taking the boat was in many ways a way for us to sort of really enter into the sort of journey of it. And we had a second residency down in southern Austria, quite close to the Hungarian border. And again, that was quite, like, you know, a very remote village. We were living in living and working in an old sort of disused factory. So we were really quite cut off from the world there as well. So yeah, cultivating all of this bleakness and remoteness and sort of really being left to our own devices. Really,
I was going to say, do the locals in either of these two locations take any note of these people coming in, you know, looking for an inspiration for their dance performance?
Yeah, they did. I think they were probably quite bemused by it. you know, they've great sort of sense of humor about the whole thing as well, because I think they were slightly aware that they were sort of living in this end of world scenario that we were kind of so curious about.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Yeah. It's extraordinary. It premieres at the Dublin Fringe Festival on September the 8th. After that, you take it to the Project Arts Centre?
So it'll be at the Project Arts Centre as part of the Fringe Festival.
Gotcha. So yeah, at the project from the 7th through to the 15th.
Yes, exactly.
Good stuff. Yeah. And the performers themselves, do they enjoy these experiences of going off to the different locations and experiencing them? And
they did. Yeah, they really did. I mean, I think it felt, you know, by the end of the 3 weeks up in the Arctic, you know, none of us wanted to leave, because it felt kind of extraordinary to be there and to be in such a wilderness. It was really an amazing experience. And, you know, I did also treat them to, you know, our final residency was in southern Norway in a lovely log cabin in a fjord. So we rounded things off nicely. We're all still friends, so that's good.
Good stuff. Well, it is coming to the stage. You'll be able to see it as part of the Dublin Fringe from the 7th through to the 15th at Project Arts Centre. The very best of luck with it, Liv.
Thank you so much.
And thanks so much for joining us here on the show. And the Dublin Fringe Festival, of course, runs from the 8th through until the 23rd of September. Liv, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thank you.
Cheers. News Talk 106 to 108.